Hi, welcome to Short Vardam Parshas Kisavo. This is Rabbi Shlomo Lando. I'd like to share a fascinating question. If you ask most people why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, why did Hashem destroy, what was the root for the destruction of Korban Bayis Sheni? So they'll tell you what it says in the Gemara, it was Sinas Chinam. The Jewish people had baseless hatred, they didn't have appropriate respect for one another, and Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And what's very interesting thing is that we know, Ramban points out and others, that each of the tochacha, each time the Torah forecasts the terrible things that will happen to the Jewish people, once in Parshas Bechukose and once in Parshas Kisavo, is foreshadowing a different destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Those in Parshas Bechukose are for the Churban Bayis, recent destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and those in Parshas Kisavo, this week's Parsha, is for Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you look carefully in this week's parsha, the Torah says explicitly why the tochacha happened, why all these horrible, tragic events happened. It says, "Tachas asher lo avatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tov levav merov ko." We failed to serve Hashem out of joy, out of happiness, even though we had so much. So why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Was it destroyed because of sinas chinam, because of baseless hatred, as we've always been taught? Or like it says in this week's parsha explicitly, because we didn't serve Hashem out of joy when we had everything? And the answer to this question is yes. It's actually both, and they go hand in hand. When a person is joyous, when they're happy with what they have, when they're joyous with their relationship with Hashem, when they say, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, how fortunate it is to be able to be part of Hashem, the Yam Hashem, to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they're happy with themselves, it's much easier to be happy with the people around us. When a person is so happy to do a mitzvah, it's so much easier to share that mitzvah with someone else. When a person is happy with their financial situation, it's so much easier to give tzedakah. But when a person doesn't feel good, they don't realize the blessings they have, and for some reason they can't find inner peace and inner tranquility, and they can't realize the blessings that they have, it's terrible to be around them, and sadly you have a generation with sinas chinam. So let's work on the joy, the simcha that we need to have in Avodas Hashem. Let's work on appreciating what we have. Let's work on a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we realize how fortunate, how amazing it is to be a Jewish person and the simcha that needs to infuse us with, that simcha will be contagious. And instead of Chorban, God forbid, instead of destruction, there'll be binyan, there'll be rebuilding. We should have an amazing upcoming Shabbos, a Shabbos of simcha, both personally and for others. And we conclude with wishing a very warm Mazel Tov to the Moldaver family on the Afruf of their son Shlomo. Avrami definitely is one of the people that sends this short forward out each week. The Rebbe Hashem should give him and his wife a lot of nachas from the son of the young couple Shavil, Abayis Nema B'Yisrael. A good Shabbos.